are at the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis, 58b. Yesterday we started talking a lot about the Karban Tamid, and the Karban Pesach through the Karban Tamid, and discussions of the schedule that they would have different times of the year. We're going to continue that a little bit, but more in terms of the sequencing, not in terms of the timing. Meaning like this, the Gemara tells us at the bottom, the second to last line on Nun Ches Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, Tamid Kodem LePesach, Pesach Kodem Ketores, Ketores Kodemes LeNeros. That this is the order of the afternoon Karbanos. Good morning, Mark. We're at the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis 58b, the very last lines. So the Gemara says that the Tamid of the afternoon comes before the Karban Pesach, and that comes before the Ketores, and the Ketores comes before the lighting of the candles. Now, we said yesterday that the last drush that we made was Hashlem Aleha, Hashlem Karbanos Kulam, that when it comes to the, when it comes to all the other Karbanos of the day, you're supposed to do all of them before the second Karban Tamid. How exactly, what the drush is, I'm not sure. It might be that the second Karban Tamid has to finish them off, or it also might be that they all have to be brought upon the first Karban Tamid. I'm not really sure. I think I've seen it both ways. But either way, these are not Karbanos, right? This is the Karban Tamid, then the Karban Pesach, which itself, we said drasha, the Karban Pesach comes afterwards. But and we'll talk about it today. But the Ketores and the Neros is not a contradiction to what we said yesterday, because those aren't Karbanos, right? You have the frankincense and you have the lighting of the menorah. So what's the logic? Why is it that the Karban Tamid would become before Karban Pesach? So I don't think we did this yesterday, but we're doing it now. Yu'uchar davar shnemar bo ba'erev u'bein harbayim l'davar shalom ne'amar bo ba'erev ela bein harbayim bilvad. Right, when it comes to this week's Parsha, it says Bein Harbaim, about the Karban Pesach. It says that B'shachdu asol kol kal das Yisrael Bein Harbaim, Shmos Yud Beis, that's this week's Parsha, that Hashem tells him to do the Karban Pesach in the afternoon. But it also says Be'erev, Kevo Hashem Shmoy Teizchav Mitzrayim, that's actually a pasuk later on in Devarim, but either way, it says Be'erev and Bein Harbaim, and by the Karban Tamid of the afternoon, it only says Bein Harbaim, it never says Be'erev. And therefore, the implication is the Karban Pesach should come later, because it has the word Be'erev, which the Karban Tamid does not have. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's true, Ihachi Ketores Veneros Nami Niktimu LePesach. The Ketores and the Neros should also be before the Karban Pesach, for the same reason, Yuchad Ever Shnei Bo Be'erev Bein Harbaim, L'davar Shalom Namor Bo Ela Bein Harbaim Bovad. And when it comes to the Neros, the pasuk says, "Uvahalos aronas haneros ben harbayim," and doesn't say ba'erev. This is later on. Maybe it's in Truma or something like that. Maybe even later. Vayakel. When I think the menorah is not mentioned in the first parsha of Truma. I think it's in Pekudei. Either way. So the Gemara says, "Shani hasam." No, even though it says ben harbayim. Shani Hasam Demiet Rachmana. Oso, meaning specifically it, right? Yaroch Oso Aharon Uvanav Meir Abad Boker Lifnei Hashem. That itself has some kind of exclusivity by the Neros, by the candles. The Tanya, the Braisa, says, how do we know? Me'erev Viad Boker, that pasuk, same pasuk over there, Shmos Chav Zayin Chav Aleph. The Braisa says, Me'erev Viad Boker, Tain la midasa, give it an amount, right? Give it the measurement. Shetehei delekas me'erev ad boker, so that the lights can be lit from the nighttime until the morning time. I don't know why this isn't itself a riot to the fact that it says the word erev by the lights, but either way, now the Bryce is telling us, what does that mean? Give the measurement. Shetehei delekas me'erev ad boker, that it should be lit all night. Davar acher, or alternatively, ein lecha avoda she kishera me'erev ad boker elazu bilvad. The only avoda, which is done from night until morning, which is kosher, is the avoda of the neros. I assume this means I assume this does not count the hektar chalavim, the burning of the leftovers as an avoda. Maybe, I'm not really sure, because that presumably is allowed to go all night. Not sure. Either way, so the Gemara says, "My taima, why is it? How do you get that from the pasuk? How do you know that that's the only one that's kosher? Me'erev ad boker, from the night until the morning. Amar kra yaruch oso aron v'nam me'erev ad boker, oso me'erev ad boker v'ein davar achar me'erev ad boker." And there's nothing else, meaning even the Karban Pesach is not allowed to go later than the Neros. I guess the Neros is supposed to be later because of the Pasuk which says night to morning. Why doesn't it mean that they can overlap? I'm not really sure. But the implication is that the word Oso teaches us it's the latest one. And then, sort of just to throw it in there, Itkish Kitaris Leneros. Apparently, the Ketores is also mentioned in that pasuk. Not 100% sure about that one either. But apparently, they are connected, and therefore, they're both something that can go from Erev ad Boker. Unclear why the Ketores would be before the Neros also. Which is what the last line of Lenon Chesam Ebez said also. Ketores kodem es l'neros. I don't know. But either way, maybe because the pasuk is said by the candles. I don't know. V'tanya ki kushyan. But wait a second. We have a brisa that supports our question. That what? That the Karban Pesach should be the latest one. What's the brisa? Tamei kodem l'ketores. The Tamei comes before the Ketores. So Ketores kodem es l'neros. V'neros kodmos. The Pesach, and the Neros come before the Pesach. Why? And I guess it doesn't say Be'erev, it says Me'erev ad Boker. And therefore, this price of things that the Karban Pesach should be the latest. And therefore, it's Machlokas Tanaim, it seems like. So the Gemara says, V'haksiv Oso. Doesn't it say the word Oso, which we just learned to say, teaches us that the Ketores and the Neros have to be the last thing? So the Gemara says, no, Hi Oso mi Baile. That Oso is to teach us that the only thing that is supposed to be done all night, or the latest are the latest from Me'erev ad Boker is those things that are supposed to be bifnim, inside the Heichal, but the Karban Pesach is done outside, and therefore that could be later on the outside. Umaynihu Ketores. Only the Ketores, and I guess the Neros also, no? I'm not really sure what that means, why it only says Ketores. But either way, Sakadai Tachamina, what would you have thought? Maybe you would think otherwise, and therefore you need this Pasuk. Why do you need the Pasuk also to teach you that Karban Pesach could be outside, or to say that the Ketores should be the last thing? Inside. Sakadai Tachamina, Holuchsiv, Bahalos, Uvahalos, Aronis, Haneris, Bein, Arbaim, Akdiren. So, Ema, Nadlik, Neros, Barish, Vahadr, Nakdir, Ketores. Maybe, let's say, because the Pasuk says Neros, and then it says Yaktirena. I guess that's the Pasuk that says both Neros and Ketores, although it doesn't say that necessarily explicitly in the Pasuk. That's a drush from the Pasuk, but you'd think that Neros comes first in the Pasuk, and then in the Yaktirena, the word says that you can do Ketores afterwards. So, Vahadr, Nakdir, Ketores. Miet Rachmana, Oso. And therefore, it's coming to teach us that the Neros come afterwards. Uvahalos Aaron is Haneros Bein Harbaim Aktirena, and then the pasuk says Oso Yaroch Aaron, right? That's what the pasuk we said. Yaroch Oso Aaron Uvanav Mi'erev Ad Boker. So you would think that the Ketores comes afterwards. So Gemara says, well, if the Ketores really comes afterwards, so then tell me what exactly this pasuk means. Ela Bein Harbaim Yaktirena Lamali. So then, why is the Ketores said afterwards Bein Harbaim? So Hachi Kamar Achmana. Be'idan de madlakas neros te makteras ketores. The time when the lights are already on, you should be doing the ketores. Meaning it should be already, sorry, mikatra ketores, that the ketores should already be lit. And it makes sense, the word ben harbayim also means afternoon, so it's not necessarily the case that should be me'erev ad boker too. So either way, according to this brisa, the Karban Pesach comes afterwards, but the word Oso is coming to teach you that Neros comes after the Ketores on the inside of the Heichal, whereas on the outside, the Karban Pesach comes afterwards. Okay, interesting drashas. I believe we passed like that second one. The Karban Pesach is the latest thing. Let me just see for a second. Yeah, That's what it sounds like, at least from this. That's what it looks like from the Ein Mishpat. The Rambam paskins like that the Karban Pesach is afterwards. Why isn't it in the Shulchan Aruch? Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin about Karbanos. Only the Rambam and the Aruch HaShulchan have real halachic dictations for the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. The only thing that comes before the morning karban, the morning tamid, is the ketores, is the frankincense. Shenemar ba, because the pasuk says ba boker ba boker. The yuktam ketores davar shenemar ba boker ba boker. Dechsev hikter lav aron ketores hamim ba boker ba boker. You do it every single morning. Ledavar shlonemar ba ela boker echad. It only says the word boker by the carbon tamid. Only says it once. And therefore, the ketores comes first. Because it has more babokers. Okay, interesting. Drasha. V'ein lecha davar shemis'akev achar tamid shel bein arbayim. El ketores, neros, ketores, v'neros, v'pesach. Right, this is based on, or at least this order, seems to be the order that we just said in the second braisa that we paskin like. So those are three things that are typical. And then you also have mechusar kippurim v'erev pesach. This is an interesting one. I'm not 100% sure on how the mechanics of this, but basically what it means is someone who is who's tame, who was tame, and all they need to bring is a carbon to finish it off, right? So they were tame. This says by Tumas Mitzora or Zav, and then after they become tahor, so then they count 7 days, similar to a woman. And on the seventh day, they go into the mikvah, and therefore, they're almost all finished with everything they have to do. The only thing they have to bring is a karban, and only once they bring a karban are they allowed to eat from other kachim. So when it comes to mechuser kippurim on erev Pesach, so they're completely tahor, and I guess and this is the part I'm not sure about. I guess they can. Hold on. There are different types of kachin could be even at different times of the process. So, for instance, it says here the Gemara in Yuvamos. I remember learning this Gemara, but I don't remember the specifics. That when they do tzvila on the seventh day, that allows them to eat meiser. After the sun goes down on the seventh day, they're allowed to eat truma. And then when they bring the karban on the eighth day, they're allowed to eat other kachim, right? So here we're talking about the karbanos that they're allowed to eat. So the Gemara says that here, if his eighth day is on Erev Pesach, and he hasn't yet brought that karban that he has to bring in order to eat kachim, so you're allowed to bring them even after the karban tamid. Shetovel Shenis, V'ochos pischol erev, because he goes into the mikveh again and he can eat the carbon pesach afterwards. Apparently, that's a halacha. You have to go into the mikveh again. It's a takanami drabanan, according to Svasemes, in order to teach people that you're not allowed to eat the carbonos until you're allowed to eat from kachim until you actually until after the eighth day. Okay. Either way, so you have to, because this person is already tahor, technically I guess he can be within the karban, the shechting of the karban pesach, which we'll get to soon, in terms of being menmune on a karban, you have to already be fit for the karban. So this person can be sort of given the right of passage if he brings a special karban to eat the kashim that night for the karban pesach, right, for the seder. He wants to be good for the seder. So Rabbi Yishmael ben Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Af Michusar Kippurim B'Sharim Mos Hashana, even other days of the year, we allow for this kula to bring this extra karban afterwards. Af Michusar Kippurim B'Sharim Mos Hashana, if you brought some kind of karban, let's say, beforehand, and you want to eat the meat, you can't eat the meat until you bring your special karban afterwards. And therefore, we allow them to do shetova of ochel b'kachim la'erev, not just the karban pesach, but even other karbanos, even if it was a regular voluntary karma. So carbon. So the Gemara says, okay, this is a very important Gemara, by the way, for the halachos of dichoy. What mitzvah is more important than other mitzvahs? Which mitzvahs come take precedence before other mitzvahs? So this is that Gemara. Famous Tosos over here, Asi Ase. But the Gemara says, Bishlam el Tana Kama. This makes sense that the Tana Kama will allow us to push away the mitzvah of having the Karban Tamid be last, or the Karban Pesach be last, so that this person can eat Kachim. Why? Yavo Ase the Pesach, Sheyesh Bokares, V'yidchem Ase de Hashlama, She'en Bokares. We just said at the end of yesterday's daf that there's a mitzvah asay from the pasuk Aleha Hashlem Korbanos Kulam, right? When the pasuk says Vihiktir Aleha Chelavei Hashlamim, that the last carbon of the dish should be the carbon tamid, except for the carbon pasuk, which we just said at the beginning of today's daf. But here in the this person has other kachim, meaning the carbon pasuk that he wants to enjoy. The only reason that will allow him to enjoy the carbon pasuk is because the carbon pasuk is something which carries with it the chiyuv of karis. This is a very interesting concept because technically this guy could go and bring the Karban Pesach for Pesach Sheni. And we're allowing him not only to violate the Isser of Aseh the Hashlama, or I guess the Aseh of Hashlama, we're allowing him to violate it with an Isser Kares, which he could make up later, right? He doesn't need to do it now. It's a very interesting Gemara, and the Gemara is going to talk about when exactly the Isser is Chal later on, I think in a couple of Prakim maybe. Either way, so we allow them, the Tana Kama makes sense, because at least for that person who has to eat the Karban Pesach that night, we're trying to save him the opportunity to eat with his family at the Seder, right, to eat the Karban Pesach, because that's such a weighty halacha, it brings kares. And therefore, we're willing to push off the idea that the Tamid should be the last thing. So that he can eat his, Karban Pesach. El Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Mayu Lami Dehayasi Hayame Hayase. Why would this person eating random kachim, which doesn't bring with it any specific unique isser, why would that push away the other assay of making the carbon tamid the last carbon? So Amar Avina, Amar Rav Chista, Hacha Bechatas Ha'of Askinan, She'en L'mizbech El Adamah. That here, we're not really talking about a real carbon, and that's why it's not a violation of the pasuk of Hikter Lechel Ve'ashlamim, because it's still carbon, the carbon tamid is still the last carbon that was brought on this Mizbeach. Here, we're only talking about a mitzora who has to bring a carbon, a chatas ha'of, and apparently, by the chatas ha'of, I don't know all the details, but the only thing that goes on the Mizbeach is the blood. And therefore, it's not really a carbon, and therefore, you're not violating that principle of having the carbon tamid be the last carbon of the day. Rav Papa Amar, however, afilu tem chatas behema, even if we're talking about a real animal, umalo malina barosho shel mizbeach. It's not that you bring the carbon, you burn it in a typical way, but really, you put the fat up there, and you just let them sit. And by that, they're going to become pasul. By the morning, you'll have to throw them away or burn them because they're pasul balina. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'haika asham. But wait a second, there's also an asham for the Metorah, not just the chatas ha'of. This is going according to the first answer of Ravina in the name of Rav Chista, I think. Let me see. Yeah. Question on Rav Chista. V'haika asham bishlam l'Rav Papa hainu demalim la. According to Rav Papa, the second answer, okay, so you put the fat of the animal, you put the meat of the animal, you put it on top of the mizbeach, but you don't actually burn it. And therefore, it's not a violation. Elo Rav Chista, ma'ik lemeimar. What if a person is bechusar kippur for an asham, right? And he has to eat the actual animal fat, the animal, he wants to eat the actual animal meat, but you just left it up there and you didn't bring it as a carbon. So amri shekarev ashamo. Rather, what it means is, in this situation, the only time the chusar kippurim would actually work is if you already brought the carbon beforehand. You have to have taken care of it before the carbon tamid was brought. But in a chanami, you would not be allowed to, as a mechusar kippurim, you would not be allowed to bring the carbon asham of an animal. You wouldn't be allowed to bring it after the carbon tamid. V'aika ola, what about an ola? Isn't an ola also brought for a mitzora? Again, not familiar with all the carbonos of each thing. V'chi tema ola lo ma'akva. And if you're going to tell me that the ola part of the Metzora's process is not something you have to do in order for him to eat from the kadshim, and therefore maybe you wouldn't bring the carbon that night because you already brought the tamid. V'atani, the Braisa says, Rabbi Shua b'nosha, Rabbi Yochanan b'nbrok, Omer, k'shem shechatas v'asham ma'akvenoso, kacholasu ma'akvaso. Almost a perfect Braisa to teach our point, which is that you need to bring the carbon ola in order for the Metzora to eat after his 7 days, 8 days up. So Gemara says, "V'chi tema b'shekarva Allah." So maybe you're going to say the same concept that you said by the Asham, that in a Hanami, the only time the Metzora could do this is if you already brought the Ola before the Tamid was brought. Umi karva Allah, kodom chatzas rishon. Whoever says that you bring the Ola first, v'atana, the Braisa says, "V'ikri v'es asher l'chatzas rishona matam lomar im l'lamish to come kodemus la'ola harek far nemar v'asasheni yasa Ola kamish but elazeb bina av l'chol chatzas she kodemus l'chol Ola sabosni mine." That every chatas should be brought before the ola, and therefore, if we're stuck with the chatas ha'of, which we're saying is brought after the tamid, so then it must be that the ola is also brought after the tamid. Based on drushas, the ola has to always be brought after the chatas ha'of of the mitzvah. So, in which case, we have a situation. We have a situation where the ola is definitely brought afterwards, and therefore you can't answer that the ola was brought beforehand. Like you said by the Ashim, v'kaim l'andaf ilu chatas ha'of kodem l'olas behema. So Amar Rava says Rava, no, it's a very unique case. Shani olas mitzora d'rachmana Amar v'he'ela ha'kohen es ha'ola af shehela kvar, that is already put up, meaning that you could actually bring it up beforehand. So we do give the same answer as the Ashim. How exactly do you deal with the other brisa of that drasha? I'm not really sure. That says that the ola is supposed to be before the chatas ha'of. I'm not sure what that brisa means vis-a-vis, you know, relative to this drasha, that you could have done it beforehand. But either way. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Papa, right? Rav Papa is the one that says you just put the meat up on the mizbeach, but you don't actually bring it, and therefore it's not in violation of bringing anything after the carbon tamid because it itself is not being brought. It's just sitting there on the mizbeach. Kind of an interesting sight. But either way, so the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Shemen bar Abba le Rav Papa le didach de Amar ma'alav melina barosh hashem mizbeach. According to you, you just put the meat up on top. If you're a mechusik, where you put it on the mizbeach, but you don't actually bring it. So kaimin va'avdin and milsav l'kohan with the asul b'lidei takala. We're now going to do something which is going to lead them. Is going to lead them to do something wrong. Because they're working on, I don't know, the other fats that you bring at nighttime, which are not carbonos, but are sort of the leftovers, right? This is what we have ma'ariv for, which is why we don't have chazaras hashatz for ma'ariv, whatever. But you bring the extra fats of the carbon tamid, you bring the leftovers at nighttime, and they're going to go there, they're going to see all the meat from this asham or whatever carbon it was that's going to be for the mitzvah. They're going to see it there, and they're going to bring it, they're going to think that it's part of the leftovers. Right? Meat is meat. It's going to look like it's part of the meat. So Amar Leh, no, Kohanim is reason haim. We know that the Kohanim go to Kohanim school, and they're very well trained, and they're very careful to keep the conditions of everything that's needed, and they're meticulous in making sure they bring the right carbon at the right time. So we're not concerned about that. So Amar Leh, Rav Ashi, Rav Kohana, Amar Leh, Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Nasla, Rav Papa. They say, again, back against the Rav Papa's claim that you just put it up there. So Gemara says, "V'ha kama d'lo miskatrim emurin." Whenever you don't bring these limbs, I think those are referring to the leftovers. So kohanim lamatzi achli basar, they're not allowed to eat meat. D'tanya, yachosh yuhu kana moshayim mechazev v'shok kodem haktaras emurin. It's only afterwards, after you bring all the leftovers and burn them on the mizbeach, that you're allowed to eat those portions. What is it, like the neck and the thigh? Is that what it means? Zevishok. I see David trying to do it.
The breast and the thigh.
The breast and the thigh. Yes. So they're waiting to eat the breast and the thigh of the animal, but they can't do so until they burn all the leftovers. And as long as the Kohanim aren't eating the meat of the Karbanos, so then the people, the owners that brought the Karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, they don't get kapara. The Tanya, because the Braisa says, "V'achlo sama asher kupar bahem malamish hakohanim ochlim ubalim miskaprin." That only when they eat the meat are they actually going to get kapara, and therefore, I guess this is referring to the meat that Rav Papa, not the emurin of the leftovers, but the emurin of the actual carbon that we're talking about by the Mitzorah, that Rav Papa says to keep up there. So until they burn the meat, they can't eat the food. And until they eat the food, the people aren't going to get kapara. And therefore, this person, while he thinks he's going to be good for the karban kapesach to eat it that night, he's not going to be good because the kohanim wouldn't have eaten the meat properly. So the Gemara says, no, amar le kevan de lo efshar, asom kemishin itmo o shavdu, because it's impossible. Because it's sort of like a between a rock and a hard place. What are you supposed to do? The pasuk says that the carbon tamid is the last carbon of the day, and therefore, in this situation where you hadn't brought the carbon yet, the kohen is not allowed to eat it, and therefore, we assume, even though the meat's there and it's sitting on the mizbeach, we assume or we look at that meat as if it's become tame or it was lost. And the Tanya, the Braisa says, nitmu emur rosh avdu, if the meat is lost, lo yuhu, if the emur and the limbs that are supposed to be burned are lost, lo yuhu kohanim zakayim b'chazev eshok. Maybe you would think that the Kohanim don't have a right to the breast and the thigh. They should still get it, regardless of whether or not they actually burn all of the limbs. I don't know how you lose those things, but either way, you lost them, and it still works. You get your kapar. You don't have to go afford. You don't have to go pay for another carbon. So Rav Kahana Rami Ksiv, the Rav Kahana says, the pasuk tells us in Shmos Chav Gimel, Lo Yalun Chelav Chagi Ad Boker. Ad Boker Hud Lo Yalin, that the carbon chagiga of Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos, the carbon chagiga is not supposed to be left overnight until the morning. Ad Boker Hud Lo Yalin, it's not supposed to stay until the morning. Ha Kol Halayla Kula Yalin. However, it's allowed to stay overnight. So Ksiv. And therefore, how is it possible? I think what he's saying is, how is it possible to say that lo yalon means you're allowed to keep it overnight? You're supposed to burn it from before the carbon tamid. How could you ever let the carbon chagiga be burned at nighttime? If it's going to be, meaning you're not allowed to let it go over in the morning, so you have to bring the carbon before. The morning comes, but you already brought the carbon tamid. So how are you allowed to bring the chagiga? So the Gemara says, "Who most of love, who mafarikla?" He's going to answer it. Kisheni tosru. It's referring to when there are extras, meaning that these limbs of the chagiga, even though they are left over, the blood was already sprinkled or thrown onto the mizbeach bein harbayim by the tamid. Hold on, is that what it means? Sheni Tosru. Rashi says, Kisheni Tosru. Doesn't say it. Yeah. Mikarbano Shenizrak Daman Kodim Tamin Vlo Hispikul Hakriv. Dekaven Denira Lahakrava Kodim Lakain. Okay. Al tamish al shachar hu mushlam. Okay. So it's basically the fact that even though it was already set to be brought, it just ran out of time. So the fact that it was already set to be brought means it was okay enough. I don't know why we don't say that from the other one, also the other karbanos also by the ushim and other things. But either way, so that's what he says because it was already fit to be brought. Okay. Rami le Rav Safra le Rava. You're allowed to bring over the Karban Pesach for the rest of the night. But it doesn't say, and therefore, when it comes to the emurim, the limbs of the Karban Pesach, which are themselves a carbon, a weekday carbon, how could it be that you're allowed to... how are you allowed to bring the Emurim after it gets dark? Right? Because it's already Shabbos Riyantif afterwards. So Amar Leh Kvar Rami Nihale, we already asked this question, Reb Abar Bar Chiel Rabbi Abahu Veshani Leh Hacha, he learns, Bar Abbas HaShechalios B'Shabbos HaSkinan Techel V'Shabbos Kraven B'Yom Tov. It was a Erev Pesach, which was on Shabbos. The only time that this drush ever applies is when it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and therefore the Karban Pesach was brought, but you're allowed to continue burning it afterwards at nighttime because the Karbanos of Shabbos are allowed to be brought on Yantif. So it was on Shabbos, but and you are going to be burning the Karban Pesach leftover limbs on Yantif, but it was from Shabbos, so it's okay. So when it says Amalei Mishum Techel v'Shabbos Krem Yomtov Anan Neko v'Neim Alei Tehaikra Barbasa Shechalios v'Shabbos Hudechsev, just because that's in the realm of possibility that you can concoct the case that would be the situation. That's what the pasuk has to be talking about. The pasuk doesn't say anything about that. So Amalei Shavke Lekra Dehudachik Gumoki Anavshei. Right, based on the fact that these two psukim are too difficult to figure out, it must be the case. Meaning it doesn't necessarily say it in the pasuk, but it's mukhrach to say it that way because it can't be referring to anything else, otherwise the psukim don't make sense. And therefore they say that's the drasha in a chanami, because that's the only possible, that's the only thing that could possibly happen that would allow a person to bring the Karban Pesach Himurim on the night of Pesach. That must be what the pasuk says when it allows you to bring it even at nighttime. To be mauling it on the Mizbeach, even at nighttime. Unclear how exactly they would ever fit all of the Karbanos Pesach on the Mizbeach before the nighttime. I guess you just have to start the fire. I don't know how it works, but there's tons and tons of Pesachim that you have to burn the leftovers of. Either way, we're going to pick up on this Mishnah Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, where we talk about how exactly a person brings the Karban. What is the intention you have to have, or the thought process you have to have when you bring it? Okay, Shkach. Nice group today. Good to see everybody.